Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Flash IV. It's time to reach for real rehydration with Body Armor Flash IV, packed with electrolytes, zinc for added immune boost, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Flash IV provides the rehydration your body needs, whether you are feeling under the weather, just had an intense workout, or recovering from a long weekend. Body Armor Flash IV helps bring you back. Head on over to the Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
All right, BFFs, another episode. We got double guests this time. We'll start with Andrew Schultz. What are you guys doing in there? Fixing the mics?
Yeah. Is that better? Yeah.
Perfect.
Thumbs up. All right, so we're good now. Andrew's in studio in New York. Josh in L.A. Have Bree and Andrew. You, first of all, I don't remember. I did your podcast, and I don't remember if I said your name once. Do you? Do everyone call you Andrew or Andy?
Andrew.
You don't like Andy?
I mean, nah, I'm an adult.
Okay. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, you called him Andy when he first came in.
Yeah, he didn't hear it. It didn't sound right. So you guys just met. Have Josh and Andrew ever met?
This is my first time meeting Josh.
Yeah, okay. This is our first time.
Okay, so all the way across. I did Andrew's podcast Flagrant like a month ago.
Crushed
it. We're doing like a home and home. I don't know if I crushed it because all your videos go nuts. You get like a million views on everybody you do.
That's not true. That yours did exceptionally well. But you just had a lot of clips on and you also burned me pretty early, which people seem to enjoy.
Yeah, the mid comment.
Yeah. That's why I had to come up. You called me old. You're like, what are you trying to be young? And I had to come on the show.
Oh, I saw this clip.
Yeah, and I forgot that you do a show with a TikToker who's 16 years old.
Yo, I'm here's like 20.
Here's the clip he's talking.
White House kind of mid or what?
No, I liked it.
Really?
How old are you?
38.
You're using mid, huh?
Thank you.
That's crazy.
No, son of a bitch.
We've actually been trying to work on his vernacular. We've been
that's
trying
crazy.
To.
Why is it crazy? I don't. I think you're a pest. Somebody came up to me and said it the other day. But it was like a teenager.
It was a teenager, yeah. But you use it, right? Like
no.
When you buy shorts or like.
No. Oh, mid-cut?
Yeah.
White House? Like the mid. Yeah. Have they been on you about that?
No, but it's pretty lit. Like.
So that was it. And granted, yeah, I do the BFFs. Bree's kind of in the middle. Josh is young. But they'll be the first to say, I learned my vernacular through this show. Like, I didn't know what cap meant.
I was about to say, you've been using cap in the correct way a couple times, and it's been, like, pretty impressive.
Yeah, you say no cap
like
a lot.
It.
Yeah,
I like it. Us old guys got to learn from the youth, you know?
Yeah, and mid is definitely, Josh, you probably use mid, right?
No, I don't say mid.
I was trying to throw like a lifeline. So, I mean, would you? All right, whatever. You're too old, Andrew, to be using that. We'll get
but
right
now,
into.
It looks like mid is dated. Is mid dated, Josh?
I think it's just been kind of wrecked by like kids that like go into like Twitch streamers chats and they're just like, oh, mid.
Yes, overused. Oh. Overused a little bit. Yeah.
Or do you know where this word comes from, Portnoy?
I mean,
no clue.
Josh, you want to explain why mid is used?
I just kind of took it as
the
it's
middle.
Fucking like, yeah, it's like, it's mid.
Yeah, people call girls
in the middle,
a lot.
Here and there.
Yeah. Like, if a girl's like not that hot but not ugly, they're like, oh,
average,
you're mid.
Right?
Yeah.
Mid is just average. Mid is just average. But it's almost like worse than average because if you say something, it was okay, that's not really insulting. I think if you say it's mid, it's meant as an insult. Either way, the way Josh just described it, if people are using it, teenagers in Twitter streams, and by the time it got to you, Andrew, it was time
wrap.
To be retired. Yeah. It was done. So last time I did it, you hadn't released the comedy special. So for those who don't know, Andrew Schultz did a comedy special. You produced it all yourself, correct?
Well, I did it with a company. I did it with a streamer.
A streaming company.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
do we not say the name? Is that why you're
some
like,
people put it out? I just don't want to be a hypocrite because I have projects coming out with these different streamers, and I like the exec over there. He was like a good guy. He fought for me, but basically, some of his bosses, you know, everybody's got bosses, and they said after they saw it and after the kind of climate maybe changed a little bit, they were like, "Listen, there's some jokes here that we can't fly on our streaming platform." So I, you know, they came back to me and I was like, fuck, I don't want to cut any of these jokes, you know, because I built my career on YouTube. I built my career on Instagram. Like, people know me from putting out the comedy in what I think is the most authentic way. And then all of a sudden the streamer for the big special is going to make me change that. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So long story short, I was able to buy it back, and then I'm putting it out myself and putting it out through my website.
And it's been wildly successful, right? I mean, when we did the podcast, it hadn't happened. Now it's happened. Do you talk about the finances? Like, what was the net positive as opposed to just putting on the streamer? So when you say streamers, I don't know which one it is.
Right.
That, you're talking like a Netflix or something like that, correct? That's a streaming company?
Yeah, a big one. It's not fucking CISO.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's
so,
a real one.
Yeah.
What was the net positive? How much were you going to make doing it? If you just took the check from the streaming company versus doing it yourself, how much have you made?
I was going to make a million, and I was going to make 1.1 if I did it with them. And then, and I put 100,000 back in the production myself, 'cause I wanted to film another day. And then we bought it back. And, like, I think so far we've made like 3.5.
So triple your money.
But the cool thing about it is, like, triple your money, get to keep all the rights, get to do whatever I want with it, keep the audio rights, like, get to make it the exact way I want to make it. And that's the coolest thing to me is, like, there's another option. Before that, you know, comics were just going, okay, I could put it up on YouTube, but if you're spending $400,000 to make a, you know, comedy special, and I don't want to get into the inside baseball too much, but, like, it costs fucking money to put up all these cameras, and put up, you know, to light something properly, hire all these, you know, brilliantly talented people to do all these things. And then you have to find a way to recoup that a little bit. And so I think there is a method where we can do it now.
Yeah,
that's the goal. So it was pretty cool. I mean, we just put it out. So it's been out like, I guess, 2 days. So we're going to sell it for 2 weeks on the website. And then after that, we'll pull it down.
So how much does it cost?
$15.
And you buy it through your website?
Yeah. And then Moment House is the site, the company that's streaming it. But you could just buy it through my website and they'll take you there. But yeah, that's been the fucking lesson. It's been really cool. I think people like good jokes. And I think it was a cool story people kind of like attached themselves to. But I think people are done with the censorship thing. And obviously companies learn fucking last. But it's like, once you experience something, and you guys probably went through this with Barstool, it's like, it's hard to watch, like, the Suits reporting the sports when you have the guys that speak like you, act like you, or saying the jokes like you doing it. It's taking the condom off. Like, once, it's very hard once you take the condom off to go back to condom sex. And I think that's just what happened with the internet. It's just exposed. Yeah, it just exposed what the real is.
Hard to go back. Facts.
Facts.
All right. I don't know. So how we do this show? What percentage? What's your audience? Who's your audience?
Like male, female? Like what?
No, like age. Like like BFFs. We have. We skew young.
I would say. Probably,
are they know who you are?
18 to 34, maybe 18, maybe 40, maybe 25 to 40 range, something like that.
Yeah, pretty cliche answer. That's pretty much like
everyone.
Yeah, everybody. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Well, we'll find out. We'll get the reaction from BFFs.
Yeah.
So what we do, you're the perfect person probably just to fit in. We go through the headlines, things that make it news, and then we just kind of talk about it and give your opinion and what they're thinking. The first thing we got on here, and these are all kind of gossipy type shit.
Yeah, this is like the TikTok shit we talk about.
We're not talking. Yeah, this isn't Walter Cronkite.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah.
I want your take on this.
Yeah.
The Elon's dad story.
Oh, is this the one where he went and like had a kid with Elon's stepdaughter or something?
Two kids with his stepdaughter that he's raised since she was 4 years old.
Yeah, I heard about this.
When did he have the kids with the stepdaughter?
I don't know if it matters.
Elon's father?
Elon's father.
Has kids with his stepdaughter?
With his stepdaughter that he's raised since she was 4 years old. Two, just had the second kid. They're not even together. It was like, yeah, she was staying over at the house. Shit got wild. That was his reaction.
Just a fatherly, like, daughterly type of night, or?
I got to be honest. It doesn't even faze me. Like, not even a little bit.
What do you mean by that?
That's crazy that it doesn't faze you at all.
No.
Because you're into the stepkid porn?
No. Listen, if you told me Josh Richards down the road had, like, fathered two kids with, like, a stepchild, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You can say anything with Elon Musk and nothing's going to surprise me at all. I mean, he has 19 kids. His new kid comes out every day. He's naming. He has it with his secretary. His wife's name, who I don't know, is with is like dot dot e dot whatever. It's like a crazy name. You see him with his towel on, coming out of the water. He looks like an alien.
Yeah.
He bought Twitter. He didn't buy Twitter. There's nothing. Like, Elon Musk isn't a real human, so nothing that is said about – you could be like, Elon Musk killed 30 people. There's just nothing about Elon Musk that can surprise me. He's that guy.
I just wonder, like – all right.
Like, are you shocked when you heard that?
It's no, like this is why I'm shocked, because it was the second kid, and we didn't even know about the first one. That's why I'm shocked, and I'm wondering if it's like – like, you know, we saw this happen to you when you started messing with Wall Street. We've seen it happen to Rogan. So it's like it jumps around with the guys, right? It was like Trump, and then they needed a new Trump. There's Rogan. It's popped over to you. And I think Elon, the second he was like, I don't like the Democrats, and I'm a Republican now, whatever. Immediately, the Teslas are crashing, right? We're hearing all these stories about the family. And I think it's just like, you know, this is the system letting you know you got to play ball. That's what I think it is.
There's a possibility. In fact, the woman who wrote the original article, the trashy one on me, her second article she ever wrote, she waited a year and a half, was on Elon, basically saying that he gave birth to that kid. But I don't even know how it's a report, because the kid's name was Musk. But she did write an article on him. The one he had a baby with, like, his secretary or something.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, no, I think she was an engineer. This is the recent one?
Yeah, the recent one.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk, wasn't he having like threesomes with the Johnny Depp girl
with Amber Heard and Cara Delevingne? Yeah.
Yeah.
All bets are off on Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's a sex god.
He's a sex god.
So that's why nothing surprised me with his dad, with him. When you get that level of money, I imagine it's eyes wide shut 24/7. Like, there's just stuff going on.
Yeah.
So no, it doesn't surprise me. But all right, we'll cross that off the headlines. It may have been late. Chloe and Tristan expecting. Chloe.
Oh, this is brilliant. This is so brilliant. This is what they're calling the babies that Tristan has on the side now. They're like, there was a surrogate.
Yeah.
I don't totally get this part of it. I get the surrogate means another woman is carrying it, right?
He's going to cheat on her again. So they're just calling all these kids surrogates. This is Kardashian marketing. Yeah, I know. They're just marketing it. He's going to have babies everywhere because he's an NBA player and he can't not come in things. So they might as well just get ahead of it and go, oh, yeah, it's our surrogate. We were planning this. We were planning for him to have this baby with someone else.
But this That's is a her good baby, take on no?
It.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, so the last season of the baby? Kardashians ended with Khloe Kardashian saying she's completely done with him because all he does is cheat on her and she'll never have another kid with him.
Yep.
And now this came out like 2 days ago that she's expecting another baby with Tristan via surrogate.
But wasn't that before she caught him cheating, I thought?
No, this was the last time she caught him having another baby with another woman.
And then she continued to hook up with him, and now they're
no. Then she
baby.
Ended it, and now supposedly she's having another.
And also,
baby
why
with
does
him.
Khloe need to have a surrogate? It's like you're not busy.
Yeah, I thought that
get
was
pregnant, right? Like, what's the big deal? Like,
I was wondering, like, can she not get pregnant? Is that why they're going with?
Well, she had her first baby, true, with Tristan.
Yeah, she had a baby with him already. He's an NBA player. He's gonna hit it. So it's like you can carry it. What are you doing that you don't want to carry? Is it pure laziness? It'd be one thing if you're like, you know, running the country or something.
They don't want their bodies to get fucked up, even though they've already gone through a ton of surgery. That, right? That's it. They don't want their bodies to
but
be
I
fucked
think,
up. Their bodies, their
pregnancy.
Yeah.
Chloe can handle.
What are you saying, Andrew?
You know, I think.
What
I,
are you saying?
I'm just saying. I think.
Are you saying that pregnancy
can
easy?
Handle it? It's built for. I'd put it in Rob if it was up to me. I would have Rob be the surrogate.
What is this?
Everyone forgets about Rob.
I know.
Rob's my favorite, literally, scene. I've probably watched, I don't know, honest, no lie, probably 5 hours of Kardashians in the history of their series, which I don't think's a lot. But my favorite scene ever is Rob, when Kim was getting married, took like, I don't know, it must have been overseas in Europe. He took like a boat, a plane, whatever. He showed up and he couldn't fit in some like purple like Valentino thing, and then he was too fat. He just got on the boat, went back home. He'd go to the wedding. Like my favorite, it was like my favorite scene of all time. And like Chris
left the wedding.
Him, like, yeah, it won't give him like 10 grand to help with his sock company. She's doing all this shit.
Yeah, the poor guy. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he's had it rough. What is this Demoximo thing? Are you talking about that video? I still don't really understand. I may not basically understand what the surrogate thing's all about. I don't think I do.
Like what a surrogate is?
No, I know. It's someone who carries someone else's baby, right?
Yeah. Kim did it for one of her babies.
Correct. Yeah. All right.
So they put the girl's egg in there.
Yes.
They fertilize the egg, I guess, at the hospital. They stuff it into a girl that is.
But it was already conceived. The babies are. This is maybe like where people are like, whoa, Dave, you're really dumb.
Yeah.
The baby was already conceived. That's why they need the surrogate.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
I think like, it gets mixed up in the other girl's vagina. It's kind of like tossing a salad kind of thing. Right?
Like they already did this before Tristan got busted having the other kid, right? That's why they're stuck with it?
No, I don't think so.
The timeline is this last cheating scandal, this happened before this very last cheating scandal. There's already been cheating scandal, but this final one, this has already happened.
Correct. That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. So she's stuck with it. And by the way, how many times has he cheated on her? 1,000? I know girls like want to rally around Chloe, be like, poor girl. It's like at some point, it's your fault, right?
Dave.
the little safety net, the safety net
don't
at the end.
Don't say you worded this that wrong. It's your fault. You're going to get fucking ripped to shreds for that one.
How about this? It's your fault to still be in the relationship.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what I meant.
Well, like, if you get cheated on once, it's not your fault. If you get cheated on twice, that's your fault.
That is what I'm saying. Like, how many times are you going to go back to this guy?
Right. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
How many times is a mouse going to get zapped by the trap before you're like, you dumb mouse?
Her whole thing on the show is she's staying for her child. She wants the kid to have a family and that he changed. She went to therapy or whatever. But then that whole show ended with she was never going to be back with him because he cheated so many times. So that's why the surrogate thing is a big, like, what are you doing?
He was just caught in Mykonos walking down the street with a girl.
But I don't get that. How is he caught? He's a single guy, isn't he?
No, I thought they're back together.
That's why the world is confused. That's where your surrogate thing may be true. Because they're just saying it because it's like,
well, if
they're
back together, if they're back together, I don't know how else to say it. You're dummy. Like, how many times does he have to show his true colors?
They're both dummies. Like, she's a dummy for staying, and he's a dummy for not pulling out. It's like, it's so easy.
And
he's getting everyone pregnant is crazy.
Leaving it in?
Yeah, it's crazy.
When you're worth that much? That's insane.
Wait. Who's worth? But Kardashian's worth more than he is.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe he's leaving it in.
Chloe? How much is Chloe worth?
She's definitely worth more than Tristan. Any Kardashian is gold.
Yeah, but he's getting other girls pregnant. He got another girl pregnant before, too.
Well, yeah, he's getting everyone pregnant.
Yeah. He's like Elon Musk. He's
spreading the seed a little bit.
That's all my. He's clearly a scumbag, but Chloe just like enough. Like I can't have sympathy for her at this point.
No.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you do, and then you don't. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia, this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck tied the knot. So they're back together. That was fast for J-Lo. Broke up with A-Rod. J-Lo with Ben.
Mm.
What do you think about What team are you?
Well, I know A-Rod a little bit. I had dinner with, I've told this story. I had dinner with J-Lo and A-Rod, and J-Lo started singing one of her songs. I didn't know what to do. I was just like bobbing my head. It's like, what do you do? It's like, I have no rhythm. She's just going. It was like in Miami. It was wild. She's super nice. I liked her when I met her. I've never met Affleck. Do you know Affleck at all, Andrew?
Oh, my God, bro. She did not start singing the song at dinner and making eye contact.
It was her family and like me. And it was just like a family dinner, a back room. And this is all I do. I was like, yeah, all right. Do you know these? Anybody else know them? Have you met?
No. I haven't met Affleck, no. But I met A-Rod.
I fuck with Ben Affleck, man. Ben Affleck's got some great memes.
Yeah, right? He's sexy, too. This is a better
piece.
Couple.
It's kind of a piece. I'm not going to lie.
His back tattoo is, that's real, right?
That's horrendous.
He was going through something.
Yeah.
You know, everybody makes bad decisions.
Do you think she wore every engagement ring like she's ever gotten to the wedding? Because that'd be a power move.
How many times has she been engaged?
It's like at least four. Like she has the affinity stones.
We showed it on that thing.
Yeah. She's full on Thanosing like the wedding world.
How many times has she actually been? Mark Anthony, she was married to, correct?
Yeah, she has kids with him, married to him.
Yep.
Affleck would be two, or is she married to somebody else as opposed to just engaged?
Mark Anthony, Affleck.
Was she ever married to A-Rod?
A-Rod.
No, she was never married to A-Rod.
Engaged.
Definitely had an engagement ring.
Yeah, Mark Anthony, Ojene, Noah, Chris Judd, Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, A-Rod.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot a lot of those. Severin, now this is, Andrew, when we start dipping into a world that I'm going to guess you have no idea what we're talking about.
Talk to me.
Severin is happiest without Mad. Severin posted a TikTok saying he's the happiest he's ever been with the girl of his dreams. Someone pointed out that he also said that when he was Mad's, and he replied, I was lying then. Mad's friend Indiana came back saying, someone tell this boy to shut the fuck up. I don't have much, Josh. These are yours.
I don't really have much to say about this. Fair enough. I guess he was lying at one point. And now
is Severin
not
a person?
Yeah, that's a person, for sure.
No, I mean, but
I mean, like,
he
Severin
like
isn't, like, his real name, obviously. No one spells their name S-E-V-R-Y-N.
Mm. You know what that reminds me of a little bit? I meant Severin, whatever. Like, is he actually, like, I thought he was just a guy who dated Mads. Without Mads, he's just kind of a nobody.
Oh, my God. So you're saying, like, he's just not a human being if he's not dating
Mads? No, I mean, he's not relevant. You guys are really being, like, trying to show out for Andrew or something.
That was pretty nuts.
I meant he's not a relevant person.
I think he got clout from dating Mads, and then now he's relevant.
So now he's a person. Now he's a person. He's gained his person status.
Josh, the story.
This guy's nothing without Mads. Well, that's kind of crazy. What's wrong with you guys? Why are you reacting like that?
Well, he was a nobody. He was just the boyfriend of a girl who was famous. And they break up. He goes back to whatever life he had.
Oh, I gotcha.
Now he's pursuing the social media.
Mm. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. And that brings me up to the next point, which I don't know if it's on here. And Josh, they may have reached out to you because it was the girl you know. It's the overtime girl who reached, like, all right, Bryce Hall, we showed that picture of a girl on a phone last week.
Sadie McKenna.
Sadie
McKenna. And some dude's like, I have so much shit on this girl. You can try. It's like, I don't even know who this girl is. Why do we care about this girl? Did she reach out to you about that too, Josh?
Sadie reached out?
No, Overtime Megan.
Oh, Overtime Megan was going to shit on the Sadie girl.
Overtime Megan knew Sadie's ex-boyfriend. Sadie's ex-boyfriend DM'd me being like, I have a ton of shit. And I just wrote back. I was like, who cares about this girl?
This is too funny.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't been filled in on this. Megan never told me.
Did they spill anything, Dave, what they were going to say about her?
No, I just said nobody cares about
apparently.
What is?
So we posted the clip of that Bryce thing, and every single comment is, Bryce is pursuing a girl that cheated on her boyfriend 20 times. So apparently it's public that this girl cheated on him 20 plus times. The one that Bryce is trying to slide into now.
Yikes.
Got it.
And he was in the comments being like, good luck, Bryce.
Got it. Okay. That clears all that up. And the other girl, nobody, but again, she's a, all right, let me phrase it this way. That girl, Sadie, to me is a private citizen.
No, she's got a couple million followers.
She's a civilian is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's like she's not.
She's not
just
in the game.
She's essentially saying she's like, she's low class.
Yeah, well, a low clout. May not want clout.
Yeah, she's not clout farming, but now she's trying to.
Dana White gives Kyle from Nelk insane birthday gift. People are pissed Dana White after he gave Kyle $250,000 for his birthday, but because Dana has been under fire for paying his fighters very little. A lot of fighters reached out being like, what the fuck, where's our gift? I could see that coming a mile away. I don't know. The Nelk guys do this. I almost feel like they give $250,000 and then like the guy you give it to gives it to the next guy and it goes in a circle. They throw money around like
it's fake
crazy.
Money. Yeah.
It's like doesn't seem real almost.
Yeah, they do like races in the street for like $500,000.
Like who gives $250,000 cash as a gift for a birthday?
Yeah, in a plastic bag.
Interesting. So you don't even believe he actually gave it. But Dana can't say, yo, I didn't really give it. Because then
I believe he gave it, but these Nelk guys, it's constant like moving around money and shit. It's
crazy. So if you're paying each other, you're not really losing the money.
Maybe.
And that's how they can afford to do it.
Well, they're killing it. Dana White's obviously like, I don't know how much money he's got. He can give 250 cash in a plastic bag whenever he wants.
I also think the Nelk boys are doing like a lot of promo for the UFC. Like they're going to all the events. Yeah. They're like posting videos about it, right? So it's like,
maybe it's like
in
a
way,
check,
it's almost like, it's a little bit like, yo, keep doing what you're doing and helping me out with my UFC stuff.
Yeah, so I guess that's what I was driving at. Speaking of UFC, it may be on there. I'm heading to London tomorrow. Patty the Batty and Molly the Meatball fighting Saturday in London. I'm walking in the entourages with them.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's... Do you have like a cloak or something that you're going to wear? Like Undertaker style?
So we have a couple different options that I've been working out. One is I have like a track suit, which is just basic Molly the Meatball, Patty the Batty. The other is just a nice suit, makes me kind of look like the Money Man. And then the third is full-blown London. Top hat, monocle, cane.
Yep.
Yeah, you
like,
have to.
Yep.
I like that one.
Yep.
You sold me on the last one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what I was thinking, I reach out. It is... a huge moment for them. Yeah. It's like they're fighting, and I don't want to like be any sort of distraction.
Right.
But I did clear it, and they're okay with it. But I just, this is their moment, their livelihood. They've been training for it. They got to win this fight. So that's my only thing. I didn't want to like make it about me.
Yeah.
I did, but I didn't, if that makes any sense.
You just got to make sure you don't dress up as anything that is in any way related to the queen. I think where they're from, they don't fuck with the queen. I think there's like a beef between like Liverpool and the royal family. I'm pretty sure. I think that.
Okay.
Or no, maybe it's the Sun. They don't like this newspaper. Okay.
How would I dress up as the queen?
You dress up as the guys that protect it. Because that was my first reaction. What's, you know, the soldiers that don't move? They don't say anything.
Yeah.
Like that would be hilarious if you walked in with that giant fucking hat.
And you had no smile on your face.
No smile. People are asking you questions at the press conference. You say nothing.
What are those people called?
Soldiers?
No. They have a specific name.
I don't know what is it called?
It's the Buckingham Palace, like whatever they
are. Queen's Guard? Specific,
maybe? That could be it.
Yeah.
Could not be it.
Oh, that would be funny if
Google search.
I think you should dress up as the Queen's Guard. And then I think that you should not say a single word while you're there. And that will get more press than anything you say.
That's a good thing. But we got to make sure that there isn't some sort of beef.
It might be with the Sun, the newspaper. It's the Sun, right? Yeah. They printed something about...
Basically, there's like a disaster in like Liverpool fans history where a bunch of people died. And the Sun basically blamed it on the fans. But it wasn't the fans' fault.
Exactly. So they fucking hate
the Sun. So that
has
nothing to do with...
Nothing to do with the royal family. You're good to go. Dress up as the guard from Buckingham Palace. Yep.
All right. That
and it is called the Queen's Guard.
The Queen's Guard.
That is their
name. Actually is not a bad idea. So, Austin, look into that, the availability of that outfit.
It's probably at like a party city, dude, especially down there.
It's 100. By the way, it's 150 degrees, the hottest it's ever been. It's going to break, thank God, tomorrow. Addison Rae's dad comments on TikTok. Addison's dad, Monty, comments on TikTok posted by Addison's mom, Sherry. And Sherry likes a comment that says, this is awkward.
Yikes.
I mean, Addison Rae's Pops is out there, right? Isn't he out there?
Yeah, he's out there.
It's like a slippery slope, though, because I think they're already divorced, so he's just like a creep.
Is that bad that he's out there? Or?
Well, he's like with just like very like young girls. Not like underage, but...
And he's getting like lit up a little bit. It's probably a little bit embarrassing for Addison, and I'm a big
Addison
fan.
I just feel bad for Sherry and Addison.
She's got her old doll. Let's see the doll. There's an Addison doll in stores. What level celebrity... I'm always curious for this, Andrew. Would you put, like, in your eyes, Addison Rae?
What level?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you think she's, like, completely crossed over mainstream? Like, she's A-list, up there, like, A-list, like, or what?
I don't know. I don't know. That's weird, because I mean, I guess.
Why is that weird?
Because my value system for, like, celebrities is a little different. So, like,
yeah, that's why I was curious.
Oh, like, for me, I could care less. But that's just because, like, what she's become famous at, I don't value. But right. if there might be some, but I recognize she's incredibly famous and she's like one of the early adopters on this platform that absolutely exploded and the whole world knows her. I get that. But for me, it's like I could really like what somebody does and not a lot of people know who they are. And I'd be like way nervous, more nervous to be around them. And I see them as right. in my little bubble. I'm like, oh, they're fucking A-list and nobody knows who the hell they are.
Right. I don't know. It's a weird way to answer the question.
Charlie, you think it's weird?
No, I know. I know.
It was weird.
I know. I mean, I think
why,
she's
who's
undisputed.
She to you? You think she's like...
She's an A-list celeb right now.
No,
yeah, A-list.
I mean, like,
yeah, yeah.
Your parents don't know who she is. There's,
no, they
there's
don't.
Levels to this.
But
Dave.
I mean, if we're going to use my parents as the judgment for anything, then...
That's what I use for mainstream A-celebrity. It's like they know who Justin Bieber is. My parents know who Justin Bieber is. They know who Leonardo DiCaprio is. They don't know who Addison okay. Rae is.
So those are A-plus. I think Addison Rae can get into any event in the world that she wants.
I don't think Addison Rae can get into Carbone tonight if she wants to.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she can't.
It's different. New York's
She's
different than
Met
L.A.
Gala.
New York is like, in New York.
She went to the fucking Met Gala. She got invited to the Met Gala.
Who goes to the Met Gala?
The A-list fucking
oh,
people go to the Met
here.
Gala.
Come on.
What do you mean get out of here?
50-year-olds at the Met Gala. You kids don't give a fuck about the Met Gala. Dude, if you go to the Met Gala, you are a loser. I couldn't
I
think
would
of.
Go, I would go to the Met Gala so fast it would make yeah. your fucking head spin.
Why, Dave? You don't need their approval. You don't need
don't,
their validation.
I don't need I want to see it. I want to see what it's all about.
I don't even know what it's all about. It's the Met. It's a museum. You walk in.
I
it's
walk,
free every other
I want
day.
People, no, it's the craziest charity of all time. It's the they raise millions for like an art museum. It's nuts. But I would love to go to the Met Gala.
Ugh,
love.
Why? Why? You've got what everybody in the Met Gala actually wants. Everybody in there, what they actually want, you already have. You're going to be in there, you're going to be miserable.
Well, then I can leave. But
you just you just want to know. It's because
I want
to
go.
Wants to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you want
to
see
I think,
it.
I think Dave wants to go for the same reason everyone else goes, just so people talk about him and then take photos of him.
It's just crazy. Not that. The whole thing's nuts.
It's
and by the way, if we look at the celebrities that went, it's A-list. It's pure A-list. It really is.
I mean,
I guess you have a different list. I mean,
never thought the Met Gala was cool. I thought it's the dumbest shit ever. You
I don't know
me
that's
up
cool.
in some fucking outfit that I don't want to wear. I'm uncomfortable for the whole night eating shitty food in the culinary capital of the world. I'm sitting at
How
the fucking museum that I've been going since I was in elementary school. I go to the same fucking museum.
How do you know it's shitty food?
Because everybody that I've spoken to has went there said it's shitty food.
Okay. Well, if a Met Gala is listening, I will take your
invite. Okay, ready? Ready? Okay. Floor seats for the NBA Finals or the Met Gala?
Oh, floor seats, NBA Finals.
Yeah.
No
easy.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even a question.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to see order of priority.
Yeah, no, not even a question. Charlie and Landon aren't holding back. Charlie posts a picture of her and Landon kissing on her Instagram story. Does Dave still disapprove of this relationship? Yeah, I hate this relationship. Charlie DeMello, another one that you wouldn't put in your celebrity list. And Landon Barker, Travis Barker's son. I hate this relationship.
Why?
I saw Charlie last night actually at Ruben's little like MLB All-Star party. It wasn't actually
oh,
it was pretty
you
sweet.
Didn't. The Rubens parties are dead to me.
Double bird.
I know they are, but it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty dope. Like Travis Scott was out there performing. Odell Beckham walked right by me. I was like, that was the first time I think I've ever been starstruck in my life. Like, I just love Odell Beckham. But Charlie was there and Landon was there. I didn't see Landon, but I did see Charlie. She like we were matching actually. A little orange action. It was pretty cute.
Adorable.
Who'd you go with?
I just went with my Chris, like my agent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryce Hall calls out Taylor Holder. Bryce Hall tweeted his conditions for fighting Taylor Holder. Hey, Taylor Hold balls. I heard you're reaching out for a boxing match. I'm down under a few conditions. Whoever sells more tickets gets all the money. You make a public statement to why you sent your friend cease and desist letters. You respond to SA allegations.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
So, that's a tweet and a half. Are you guys going to be able to even do this fight, Dave, if like you think with the condition of whoever sells more tickets gets all the
money? No. So we looked into it, and I talked to Bryce, and I'm like, what's your number to do this fight? And he wrote back that the only way he'll do it is what he said. Whoever sells the most tickets gets to keep all the money. It's a ridiculous clause. It's never going to happen. So you can't say you want the fight when that clause is in there, because no fight in the history of fights would that clause ever get approved. So yeah. It's not – as long as Bryce Hall is saying whoever sells the most tickets keeps all the money, you don't really want to fight, because that's not happening under those conditions.
There's no way to prove it.
I mean, you could give them links or whatever, but two guys fight, they both get paid. Period. Yeah.
That's what I said to him. I said, I don't see this fight happening.
Well, he could do that very easily. Just yes. Put his own purse up. Like, you don't have to do it on your back end. They could make a bet between one another, and then the person who gets paid gets to keep all the money. Just do that on the side.
But Taylor doesn't want to do that. Like, so, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, if you're going
to
fight,
he also knows, like, it's not even trying to be a diss on Taylor. It's just like Taylor knows he's not going to sell as many tickets as Bryce.
Did he respond
to him? It just makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Did he respond?
Who?
Taylor.
Yeah, they gave us a number that we were floating around. It's like maybe.
How much?
But then when it was seven figures.
How many?
But that what?
How many?
How many? We weren't going into the twos.
Okay.
But when I talked to Bryce to try to start doing the math, that's what I was like, what is your number to make this happen? It's like, we're not like the other fight thing that we pay. We'll get paid instantly. You can make a lot of money. And he didn't give a number. He said, well, the only way I'll do it is that if the winner, whoever sells the most pay-per-views gets it all. It's like, well, I told him, it's not happening then.
Would you pay one of them more than the other though? Or would it be like an even?
I think you could do it
with
a
winner fee.
You could give them each something, and then the winner gets
a bonus,
like more. Yeah, a significant bonus.
That's what the UFC does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bryce can say he wants to fight. And I don't know if Taylor would ever agree on the number, but if the answer is always, I don't want the other guy to get anything, no fight is going to get made that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what he's trying to say, because he's like, I don't want Taylor to make money off of me. Like, I think that's his like thought process, right? It's like, well, I don't want to fucking give this guy clout and money on top
but
of that.
But isn't the benefit you get to beat him up
and get paid?
Mm. And yeah.
We'll see. I don't have high hopes.
So, who do you think would win?
Based on what I don't know. I think Bryce fought that guy who is pretty good. Taylor didn't look good. I think it'll be a fairly even fight, a good fight.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sabrina Carpenter releases Clapback album. Sabrina Carpenter released the Clapback album, Emails I Can't Send, after she was caught in the middle of a firestorm that was Olivia. Oh, this is the Olivia Rodrigo driver's license girl.
Yeah.
Sabrina was famously the other woman, received a ton of hate, is now using her album to speak out. The problem is that driver's license song was like a mega, mega, mega hit.
Mm.
I've seen the song, like the one song that she made. I think it's the one that she has like the shirt here where it says like on the front, I'm a homewrecker. On the back, it says I'm a slut. Because like it's talking about like all the hate she's gotten and like hate comments and all that. I've seen that song all over TikTok for the last like 2 days. Like like mega, just like every video I go by, I feel like I see that
song. I don't think you can beat driver's license though.
It's hard.
Yeah. Can we see the song then? Let's see the songs.
Was only trying to hold you close while your heart was failing. It's not internet illusion, just two kids going through it. You said I'm too late to be your first love, but I'll always be your favorite. Now I'm a homewrecker, I'm a slut. I got death threats, filling up, send my trucks. Tell me who I am, guess I don't.
That's fire, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, lean in. I like that. Lean in.
I don't totally, the story is muffled in my head, but clearly what she.
So, Olivia Rodrigo said that her boyfriend left her for her.
Got it.
For Sabrina, yeah. So she's the homewrecker slut. But,
got it.
But it's really the guy's fault because the guy was telling two girls that he loved them.
Oh, he was misleading Olivia.
That's the way she takes it, Sabrina, yeah.
And the dude's a musician too, right? He made a song, I think, as well.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Everybody getting after it.
Everyone's just out here making money, like making songs.
Wow.
Props to him.
I mean, this is
I can relate to that. I made a song once on a kid that I didn't like, so you I did. Get it.
But
so have I.
Yeah, this is like the song version of Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah.
Like instead of boxing it out, you just do
how many streams you're gonna get, yeah.
Exactly. Ah, no. Oh, this is smart. You gotta get into like the music business, Dave.
You think I haven't released one of the great diss tracks of all time? Of course I have. Rise, Page Views, Rise.
I would say Still Softish might be a little bit.
That one is bigger. I have a little older demo, but I'll tell you this.
I think if you release Rise, yours Page Views, Rise, be better. Bigger.
Rise, Page Views, Rise goes hard as fuck.
It does. It does go pretty hard. It's pretty.
Play a little, sure. Andrew. This is a rap song I made. Play it. It's about KFC. It's about KFC.
It was Rise Patriots Rise. You said no. Rise Page Views.
By the way, this
Rise
is
Patriots Rise.
This is
Do
about
you and KFC.
KFC.
Actually, hate each other, Dave. I can never tell.
At times,
oh, yeah, it seems like that. It seems like there's some.
By the way, these numbers are way off. It was bigger on SoundCloud. Play this.
Oompa, Goompa, Goomba-Dee-Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Fuck Kevin Clancy, you should've left it alone. Now I will remind you who's on the Iron Throne. See, I'm Jordan, you're Pippin, you're tripping, bro. This is my fucking business, you're living off? I'm the freaking boss, crushing summers on the beach. When I met you, you were crunching numbers like a geek. You're more like Marvin, without me you would be starving. You skinny, fat,
starting to look like my wife.
All right,
got it.
Hold on. We started this podcast by you telling a story about being out to dinner with J-Lo and how incredibly awkward it was that she started singing one of her songs.
Right.
And then at the first opportunity, you were like, you guys got to hear my song. Guys, I'm telling you, I got a song.
I don't.
It's actually amazing.
Have I played it in 2 years? Have we played this in 2 years?
Yeah, maybe like twice already before.
Oh, bro.
It goes fucking hard.
Hey,
it
listen, does. You skinny, hard, fat man. Fuck.
You're starting to look like my wallet.
Yeah, son.
I spent an entire summer writing those lyrics on the beach. Wow. LeBron dominates the Drew League. LeBron dropped 42 on former shit talk Drew League, and then the guy had his old LeBron tweets exposed on Twitter. I hate LeBron.
I know
everything
you do.
About him. I fucking hate him. He's saying
I think he's awesome.
Brittany, you love him. I don't know how anyone can love him. The things he says. First of all, within the last 3 weeks, he said Brittany Griner is like maybe she won't want to come back to America. She's stuck in fucking prison in Russia. And she said all Boston's racist. So I don't like the guy. Yeah, no shit. He dropped 42 in the Drew League.
I think it's
the Drew League.
I think it's dumb when people are like, LeBron's coming back for a crazy year yet again. He dropped 42 points. It's like, he's playing against like guys that just came back from their 9-5.
He's 1-2, arguably best players of all time. I get like, all right, he didn't make the playoffs. He's never won a playoff series with the Lakers. So he won a game in the Drew League. Who fucking
cares? Wait,
what
did you say? He never won a playoff series with the Lakers?
That's what I said.
Didn't he win?
No. If you don't have to play road games, that don't count. The bubble don't count.
All right, fair. I get it.
Especially when you're soft like Teflon tissue paper like he is. Emma Rada divorces her husband. This one's crazy. Emily Ratajkowski, I think universally one of the most gorgeous women who ever lived.
Yeah.
Allegedly divorcing husband. Whoa. And father to her child after finding out he is a serial cheater.
I thought this was – my friend was hooking up with him a year and a half ago. I thought in New York, I thought it was just like an open relationship because everybody knew that he cheated on her.
Who is this friend you have that hooks up with everybody?
Well, I can't say her name.
Is it the same friend? Is it the same friend?
One. Same girl?
Did we say the name of her in the last pod, though?
No, yeah, but is it the same girl?
No.
Yeah, all right. There she is.
You said the name of the Pete Davidson girl.
Yeah, in the last podcast.
It's that girl.
It's not that girl.
What's her Instagram?
It's well, so that girl. Look at that little grin. She's got like a Josh grin on her face when I lie about shit on this podcast.
No, it's not
I can
that
see
girl.
It. I can see it.
I'll tell you right now from the Instagram if it's that girl or not. Okay, go.
This is the girl hooked up with Rejikowski's husband?
Yeah.
No, this is...
Wait, you know the answer, Andrew?
I'll know by looking at her Instagram.
By looks or you know?
Yep. Guaranteed.
Because so of the looks or you know have information?
Oh, no, just the way prejudice. She
looks. Yeah.
Got it.
Pure prejudice.
But it also wasn't just her. Like, she was saying he was hooking up with a lot of people, too.
Yeah. I mean,
where are all these friends coming from, Brie?
New York, man.
This is like your new friend group?
No, this is my friend like 2 years ago. So it's not the same girl as Pete Davidson. No, and it's not. You have never met her.
Ah.
And she just hooking up with this guy and is like, oh, you are in an open relationship? Why would anyone think Emily Ratajkowski is in an open relationship?
Well, that's what I said. But, I mean.
Clearly not.
Yeah, people want to hook up with people like that. Some people don't care if they're married.
Yeah, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I mean, it's a wild move. It was like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like wild. The Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce thing. It's like,
yeah,
whoa.
I mean, look at her.
But this guy's also like a nobody, too. It's not even like a Jay-Z thing because he's just no one.
Yeah, Jay-Z's
yeah, he's
guy.
Just like a New
he's
York
He's like a Severin.
Guy, yeah.
He's just like, he's not
Do
even a person.
Do you think girls like want to hook up with him because of Rejikowski?
Well, yeah. Well, you're a girl, yeah. But yeah. I imagine there's like some social proof there.
For sure, yeah. Huh.
Kylie Jenner canceled over a 3-minute jet ride. Kylie Jenner, one of the main targets, celebrity private jet tracker Twitter page after Kylie posted an Instagram of her and Travis both standing next to their own private jets. How do you take a 3-minute ride? What does that mean? That doesn't make sense.
I got to think it actually takes more time out of your day to go take a private jet ride for 3 minutes than it would to just drive to whatever place you're going to.
They're
like
saying
you're telling
she
me
takes
boarding, doing all that. Come on.
They're saying she takes 15-minute rides to avoid 45-minute drives. But that would assume the plane has to be in your backyard, essentially, which maybe for the Kardashians it is.
Yeah.
Nah.
Don't they
like
all
Kardashians
own their own planes?
But there's no way. There's no way they have a plane in their backyard.
That's and even going up and down, it's like, that's kind of crazy.
Like, I could understand, like, maybe like a helicopter, right? Like, that's a little quicker, but...
Gremlins director slams Baby Yoda. What the fuck? They're saying Baby Yoda kind of looks like the Gremlins. Honestly, I'm a Baby Yoda stan, and I like the Gremlins, but come on.
Yeah.
Are we boring you, Andrew?
No, I just don't know about
Baby Yoda. You're
about,
not a big Baby Yoda
Kylie.
Guy.
No, I guess Baby Yoda did look kind of like it. I did think that when I first saw it, but yeah, Gremlins, give it a rest, my dude.
Yeah, farming to influence. People are not happy with a mom after she used her kid repeatedly to record her TikTok dances. But a man made a TikTok in support, saying in the past kids used to have to work on their parents' farm for them, and this is the new equivalent.
I like that.
I don't hate the game. That's
put them to awesome, work, dude. Bro. Put them work. Put them the kids at work, sweet. Man. Yep.
Some stuff from us. We had Andrew Tate. Do you know this guy, Andrew Tate, Andrew?
This guy is what he's done to like take over fucking TikTok.
Crazy.
Is impressive. Unbelievable. Like truly unbelievable. Yeah. The guy's not even in America. And
nope.
He doesn't even have his own TikTok.
He doesn't even have his own TikTok. Dude, it's like every swipe on like a Reels or a TikTok or even like Shorts on YouTube, you're like three swipes away from him. And it's remarkable what's happened. I don't think this ever happened before. Like
no,
in the history of the
not
internet.
In this way. Not in the way it is happening right now.
I tip my cap to Josh because I had never heard of him until we had him on last week. But now he's all my mentions.
Same.
Oh, he bodied you. He did this. I had a guy out of a bar. He's like, you think Andrew Tate is wrong? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, everything he said was right. I'm like, you think women's property, like a house or a dog? He's like, well, no. It's like, and he does bounce that line, but he was out there, and it is going to be a huge episode.
I've never seen
a repost of our clips like I did from that podcast. Yeah. Like that was ridiculous. Like what? I came back from like on Wednesday nights, like we'll post a podcast. I usually have like an acting class like right as the podcast airs, and then I'll come back and it'll be like 10 o'clock.
You have
at
an
night.
Acting class?
Yeah, I do acting class every Wednesday.
Do you feel weird doing that? I always thought that'd be weird.
You know what? That's actually it's funny because I did like at the start when I first went, it was a little bit like it was a little nerve wracking. I mean, I'm like the youngest by probably like 6 years in the class, and then maybe 4 years in the class, and then as well, it's like 15, 20 strangers that I had like no idea who they were, and like going and presenting scenes or working with a scene partner. But when I came back from it, this week and I was scrolling through my TikTok, not only were like the BFF clips doing great, it was like every other video on my For You page was a repost from our podcast by one of those Andrew Tate accounts on TikTok that just repost all of his content.
Yeah, I've never been called beta so much. You're a
you got slammed. I'm like, what?
You got
slammed.
You got bodied. You're a cuck. You're all over.
Yeah, people were actually praising me. People were like, "Yo, Josh, just sitting back, laughing, and enjoying the show." And I was
well,
like,
that's the thing is like he's clearly playing a bit of a character.
He has to be.
Yeah, and I think he's leaning into it, and I think he's naturally funny. Like he understands how to be funny and entertaining, yeah. And he's like saying things in a hyperbolic way in like the funniest way possible, right? So they're super clippable. They go crazy. There's also like an endless amount of like men on the internet who can't get pussy and are angry at women. So they love to see a dude explain why their life is horrible. And I think he's kind of filling like the Kevin Samuels void. You remember Kevin Samuels? You remember who he is?
I don't.
No? You guys don't know who he is? Okay. If you look up Kevin Samuels, you guys will kind of – he was doing like similar – he was kind of like rating women. Like they would call. They'd say who they were, and he'd say what they got to do, get their life together, et cetera. And he died. And I think R. Andrew R. Tate has kind of slid in and like taken it to another fucking level. It's just –
He is entertaining. He's clearly very smart. And he also almost lulls you to sleep by saying things that aren't overly controversial. And then wham, he says something. It's like solar top. But yeah, it was a big episode. I traded DMs with him after. He's like, if you're in London, let's get a beer. But he's not going to be there when I go. This account, this baller's on Snapchat. Out of the clouds, a million people. How a soft 5 landed a solid 10.
Can we like pull up the picture? Can Andrew see it? Can Andrew
see
it
right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a vicious blindside attack. If I said
the video
something like
if you
that,
want to watch it.
I haven't seen the video. I don't have Snapchat.
It's just
so
straight lies.
All right, let's see.
It was
see
just
the video.
Shocking to me. I didn't think like social media really slandered females like that often.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hope you're. Barstool Sports bullshit dies and rots in the ground.
We're 20
like
years
money.
Though.
You're ugly, by the way. You're ugly.
No, that's good for the video.
I don't know you were so popular.
Dave Portnoy is the complete opposite of the well-mannered CEO that stays out of the spotlight. Instead, he negotiates million-dollar deals on roof deck parties, publicly shows off the young models he dates, and even leaks his own nudes. Stay tuned to find out more about the king of Barstool Sports and if he's really as good at business as he claims to be. Dave Portnoy, a.k.a. El Presidente, as his fans call him, started from humble beginnings. So now that he has 4 brands under his name and is worth $150 million, he uses his upbringing as a lens to explain his outlandish spending. Currently, Dave owns 5 mansions, but assets aren't the only thing he spends huge on. He takes 20-year-old models on crazy yacht trips, and brags about dating cheerleader types online. His fan base loves the inside peek at his love life, and Dave isn't afraid to let them in on intimate secrets. A wild intimate tape leaked of him and 22-year-old model Sydney Rains. But it's rumored that Dave was the one who leaked it just to show off.
Everybody does it. It's like, newsflash, grown man right. has
But El Presidente does spend his money seriously as well. He's always looking for new ways to grow his brand, Barstool Sports, which includes signing million-dollar buyout deals with podcasters and other celebrities who aren't afraid to speak their mind either. One such celebrity is Alexandra Cooper, who is now actually in a huge fallout with Dave over $30 million. Originally, Alexandra Cooper hosted the Call Her Daddy podcast, which was owned by Barstool Sports and Dave. After the podcast blew up and started getting 10 million monthly listeners, Alex wanted more money. Way more money. At a rooftop party in Miami, hosted at Dave's mansion, of course, Dave offered Alex and Sophie F., Alex's co-host, $2 million each to finish out their 3-year contract with him. They declined, thinking they could weasel out of their contract, but Dave counter-offered with a new $30 million deal. Again, Alex and Sophia said no. Dave then threw in the towel and took the ranting on Twitter about how Alex and Sophia were the most disloyal and greedy people he's ever worked with.
You lost the Call Her Daddy battle by being an idiot.
According to him, the two girls fumbled a $30 million bag. Yet, after all this trash talk from Dave, Alex Cooper won the court case and sold Call Her Daddy to Spotify for $60 million in a private deal, completely cutting out Dave. So who really fumbled the bag? He's got quite the gambling itch.
That's basically it for like the lies part of it.
Yeah, that wildly off base on like a lot of it.
But that start, you kind of look boss.
Five mansions.
I can't tell if it makes me look better or worse when it's all said and done.
This is the greatest compliment you can get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't want anybody to be like, he deserves her.
Oh, you're saying how a soft five landed the solid 10.
Who gives a fuck what you are? You got the 10. It doesn't matter.
I tweeted out, you really have to hate my guts to call my girlfriend a soft five. I mean, talk about
Jesus to me,
blinding your judgment, whatever, haters going to hate. So that was that. We got one video to react to. That wasn't it, right?
No.
All right, what's the video to react to? And then we can let Andrew get out of here, and it'll give us one more time where to get your special after this. Oh, yeah. I tweet that's Joel Embiid doing the aura at a Jewish wedding. I think the aura goes down as maybe the number one get people on the dance floor song at any special event. Everybody, you must know this, Andrew. Everybody, if you're Jewish, you know. You hear it doesn't matter if you're 104, can't walk, can't see, you get your ass on the floor.
Yes.
That's how that song works.
100%.
So.
Yeah, it's
very funny.
Yeah, it's because there's no rules really, or the rules are very simple.
Correct.
So you're never doing it wrong, and there's no like sexual implication when you're dancing with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like I can bring you into the dance, and you don't think I'm hitting on you.
Yeah,
we're all correct. Just having
you
fun.
You jump in a circle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the chair's going up. It's great. It's great.
Great dance. All right. So thank you for joining, Andrew. One more time, tell everybody how to get your special.
Oh, theandrewschultz.com. Go check it out over there. It's going to be up for another, I think we take it down August 1st. So go
get it.
Why are
you taking it down?
I think that I want to create some like a sense of urgency to go get it. I think there's so what I wanted to do with the special initially, I want everybody to watch it the night of. And that was fucking awesome for like hundreds of thousands of people to like create like a pay-per-view event for a comedy special. I think too often now, like a special comes out kind of like Netflix and people are like, yeah, I think blah, blah, blah has a special. I'll get around to it. Then you never get around to it. The only time you might watch it is if there's like some crazy controversy. And this is like people had fucking watch parties for it and like people enjoying it, reacting to it like it was a fucking sporting event. And I think if I just leave it up there forever, there's not as much of an incentive to go get it, you know? So this was, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to start like doing this with a lot of specials? Like, do you think this might be your new way of kind of like showing off your work?
I like the idea. I like the idea of other comics doing this. I like the idea of doing it myself. I think the scary thing was obviously like you're going to, you know, I'm going to find out exactly how much I'm worth by myself. The cool.
I mean, you're worth three times more than whatever streaming service thought you were worth.
Right.
So fuck.
And now it's like, if you want me to do it on a streaming service, you got to pay me three times more than that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I could do it by myself, you can't. Yeah. I can't be making the same with you. So. But,
Warren Buffett quote, which I attribute to him, I think is him, the most powerful thing in the world is eyeballs.
That's it. So
you can do a lot of different things with it.
Yeah. So that's the exciting thing about this is, you know, and then just owning it, being able to like put out whatever I want on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, like I get to control the content. So that's very exciting. And and the people fucking supported it and they spread the word. And that was awesome. That was the scariest part, but the most gratifying is people rallying behind you. And wanting you to fucking win. That is, I'd take that over like a network rallying behind me any fucking day.
All right. Appreciate it. Buy it. Go get the special.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
Yo, thanks. Nice to meet you, Josh.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
All right. Welcome, Livy Dunn with Josh. We don't have too many of these that we've done, like repeat guests. How many have we done repeat guests?
Like 9 or 10.
Bryce. Yeah, there's a few.
Who?
No, really?
I'm so happy
10?
To be back. No, I really am so happy. Thank you, guys.
From last time we had you, you've become an LA person?
I have not.
Yeah, you're just visiting?
Yeah, I'm just visiting. I'm here for the ESPY Awards, and I'm still at LSU, so.
So then, Austin, what are you telling me she's an LA girl for?
I said she was in it. She was in the video of Josh and Mia at that party.
What was that look for?
I was.
She was in the video, yeah.
That's I was what, just there for a good time.
Okay, so, but you're not living in LA or anything.
No, no. I have family in Malibu, so I go and visit them all the time and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, so then that's right off the bat. Incorrect. 19 years, still doing the LSU thing. I will say, you maybe because the algorithm's so smart, I see your ads more than anybody else we've ever had on this show. Like, if I'm on Instagram, I get your ad, I feel like, 5 times a day.
Oh, my gosh. Is it for, like, the leggings or, like, the...
I don't get them.
I get them all
what are
the
they,
time.
What are they for?
That's
what,
so
what,
funny.
What is your main company that you're doing?
Viori. It's, like, a Viori. Athletic wear. Viori.
Yeah. Yes. I get the Viori stuff, yes. All the time.
Oh. So to be fair, I don't really buy leggings that often, so I guess it does. It just doesn't like think I'm not. Gonna. Yeah, it doesn't. Think
neither
I'm
do
come.
I. As far as I know, I've never bought leggings.
Maybe it's like your phone knows you have a girlfriend, though, Dave.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And it's like, maybe.
If you're
maybe Solana wants the leggings. Yeah.
The algorithm knows.
So you're in town for the ESPYs. What do you do? Are you like, are you part of it? Just in the crowd? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So I got invited. And I'm going to go on the red carpet. Sick. And I mean, I just get to like dress up and do a fun event. So I was like, why not come?
So you're just like a special guest kind of thing. Like you're a guest that got invited to go to the ESPYs.
Yeah.
Cool. Who are you going with?
I'm going with my agent.
Oh, all right. Now, last time we had you on, Josh was trying to slide into your DMs. Didn't really work because you, well... Well,
I don't know if I like tried to slide it. Did I try to slide it?
Oh, you tried to like take her bathwater from her or something, right?
Yeah.
No, but that was like a funny video. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I'm just a comedian.
Josh, how do you not even remember? Like,
no, you're very memorable to me. It was just, you know.
I would say it was. Thing. Looks like we have the clip, so we can watch it.
All right, we can watch it.
Okay. Special guest, Livvy Dunn. Welcome to BFFs.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So let's like cut right to it. Like, how do you and Josh know each other?
Let's cut to it real quick. How much for your bathwater, dead ass?
So this is just going to be like a flirt session.
Yeah, me and Dave shouldn't have
you
even
two,
came.
Like me and Brie can just sit and kind of like do our shit and you guys can just flirt.
Wow. I mean,
that seems like how it's going to be.
No, I have a boyfriend.
Ooh. Shot to the heart, Josh. Shot to the heart. What do you think?
Did
about
you know that?
That,
Josh?
I didn't know that.
All right, this interview's over. Clearly, like
abort mission.
Yeah.
So how's it going with that boyfriend now?
That didn't age well.
Yeah, it didn't.
No, that just did not work out.
Is that was that what you guys were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
What?
Was it a public breakup, Livvy?
Well, I mean, I tried to keep the relationship more private. Because you know how like public relationships are, they're so crazy. But it wasn't like a messy breakup or anything. I haven't really like talked about it, but it just like did not work out. He didn't really love me being in the public eye or anything like that. So I was like, this is like not going to work.
Did he cheat on you? Is that what you guys were talking about? Am I making this up?
I don't know if that's public.
Well,
how would you guys know it?
So the girl. Like I said, we can cut all this, but the girl.
Yeah, we can cut this if we don't want it out. We won't cut it, though.
I think the boyfriend was with at the time sent us all the DMs between her and Livvy being like, here's like me with your boyfriend in bed, yada, yada, yada.
What?
So Livvy.
Someone
has no
did
idea.
That?
This is all news to her.
Yeah, we were talking about this often.
Someone submitted it to you guys?
Yeah. I think it was the actual girl.
I didn't know.
That's what we were talking about before, yeah.
What a crazy
Not
person.
On the podcast, though.
Well.
She's like, she had this pretty recently. She's like, I have proof. And I was like, first of all, you're the girl. And second of all, this was like 8 months ago. It's like, and also we would never put this out.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm not the one saying it, but like, that's crazy that someone.
That's nuts. That is pretty crazy.
I
think it's more nuts to take a photo like next to someone's boyfriend and then send it into the BFS podcast and be like, hey.
Oh no, she sent us the DMs between her and Livvy.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't show them.
No.
Well, that's so crazy.
So
what a crazy girl. I have no comment.
Yeah, in terms of like all-time ambushes, and we're not trying to ambush you, Livy, because I had no idea about this. This is pretty big. Like, and we don't mean it in a negative way because, like I said, we don't have to. But that's crazy to find that out this way. So, A, this girl's a scumbag.
Yeah, she was clearly doing it for clout if she was sending it into BFF's podcast. It's the only reason she did it.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Both a scumbag. All right, so we move.
We won't even give her. We won't even give her the name or the class.
Trash. Yeah. She's trash. He's trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
That's like actually so crazy. Wow. Yeah. What a.
You're going to the ESPYs. So who really?
Yeah. Look at you. Next subject. Yeah.
And it seems like we have a new guy. Harry Raftus.
Guys, he's just my friend.
The videos don't make it seem like it's just a friend.
Yeah. Right. I thought you were giving a little head scratch. That's pretty romantic.
Let's see the video.
That's some sensual ass.
Put it up. Put me on blast.
That's some sensual.
Well, this isn't on blast if it's there. Oh, I've seen these.
Mike, I'm gonna type. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Okay.
Some close friends.
A little more
like
than
in bed videos and like things like that.
Little tough to believe, just friends.
Yeah. Okay, I will admit it. Like, I had known of him for like a really long time because like he was popular on, like, I think Visco and like Pinterest, like went viral.
Yeah. He was like a Pinterest
boy. So I was like,
boy.
Oh my God, like, who is
the
this guy?
A
like,
Pinterest boy.
Harry Raftus.
Harry Raftus.
Wait,
so
really?
What does that, blew up, so
what does that
blew
even
up,
mean?
Like, I'll explain it. He blew up essentially, like, it was a while ago, like a long time ago, like way pre TikTok and shit. It was when I was in like maybe freshman year of high school, I want to say, maybe like my sophomore year, but there was just a picture of him on the internet that fucking blew up. It was kind of like one of those, who was that guy that was at like Target or some shit? That
was
like,
Daniel from Target.
Hot Target guy. It's a lot like that. It's a lot like that. Like, it was just one photo of a kid that somehow blew the fuck up, went all over Pinterest and like Visco and all the girls.
Oh, he didn't have his own Pinterest.
No, it was other people. Other people like posted his photo. Yeah.
So like, I saw those pictures and I was like, oh, like I thought he was cute. So then like a few years later, we like got to like know each other and stuff. And then he invited me to his formal, and like, I was homeschooled in high school and I didn't get to go to like school dances and like things like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. And like, we're just friends, but like, it was really fun and stuff to like get dressed up and like have a date for the night.
So friends though, or not friends?
Friends.
I'm single.
Okay.
All right.
We
fair.
Are not together, fine. But yeah.
Straightforward and to the point. Yep. What else do we have on this? You've been hanging out. Well, you already talked about the LA TikTok. You were in the Mia Nessa video. You've become close friends. This is like one of the people we always ask on the show. Livy has become close friends with Olivia Pontoon. Not a fan of BFF. Can you confirm she hates us?
Who?
Olivia Pontoon.
Oh, I have no clue.
Can you text her and ask her?
I mean,
be like,
yeah.
Do you hate BFFs? Because we've asked her.
Yeah, you should ask
her
if she
I
hates
could
BFFs.
Ask. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I think the last time that we got an answer was no for all time is essentially what the
she's
last...
not a very like she seems like she doesn't hate many things. Like, she's a very like nice person. So like, I feel like she'd
we're
does
all
not
nice.
Hate any of you.
We're pretty nice people.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are great.
I have heard, and I don't know that there's any truth to it. I believe at one point we discussed maybe you, Josh, you and her talking, and she did not take kindly to that. There may be no truth to that. I don't know.
No, yeah, it's what happened was, like, we were doing the live shows or whatever, and then Bryce and me started, like, joking around on stage, and he was talking about, like, he was like, remember when, like, Olivia Pontoon was calling you last night or whatever? That's what it was.
Do you have your phone, Livy?
Me? Yeah. It's over there. It could...
Yeah, just text her and be like, do you hate BFFs? We'll get to the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, just ask her that.
Okay.
You got pickpocketed.
I'm sure she's gonna...
You got... What?
I'm sure she's gonna say no, but, like, I don't know.
Well, your friend, you can tell... To be like, don't lie. They don't tell. Like, I don't know about the other two here. I don't care if people hate me. I'm used to it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I feel like I've got my fair share of hate.
Totally. So if she wants to say she hates us, she's more than welcome to. It's weird because one of those girls, like Silvana fucking, is a big fan. So it's like, that's how I found out about her. And I figured she'd say yes. She just never, no. You got pickpocketed at Coachella? How's that happen?
She answered. She said, no way.
Okay, then come on the show. Respond. They're like,
yeah.
So when do you? So when do you want to come on?
Send her a picture of Josh. Want to come on?
Heard like we because we've DM'd him from BFFs and Dave asking, and we've also asked through our talent, and they said no. Also, no to the times that Dave has asked over DM. It's like that was unnecessary to have to say.
Oh, God.
That. It makes me think that they definitely don't like.
Well, does she even do podcasts though?
Yeah, she does everything.
The Sports Illustrated.
She was just on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was so just on Call Her Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on Call Her Daddy. That's
Olivia
Ponte
was on Call Her Daddy?
That's basically a Barstool podcast.
Oh, what the fuck? Then why won't she come on here? I thought she was just a no podcaster.
No, just
no, she's a podcaster.
Damn.
Oh, sigh.
Josh, does that have anything to do with you? Is there other things you don't know about?
No, it couldn't have anything to do with me. I'm the greatest dude on the earth.
Definitely isn't
humble.
Me. You, okay. She can't hate me. I don't like.
Maybe she hates
I
me.
I think it's the live show thing because that got insinuated that she was because she was telling Josh to come over to New York City to hook up, and then they broke up. Her and Kai like right after, and then everyone said that was Josh's fault.
Did you see her when you were in New York, Josh?
Like the last time I was in New York.
Yeah. How was it?
When was that?
It was when I was. Like that was like ago. When I found out. Yeah. Like 3 weeks ago. That's when
that?
I like found out about all the Cooper stuff and everything.
I was with it was like me.
Olivia was there. Yeah, I saw Olivia. Yeah, I saw Libby you here too.
Yep.
Yeah.
You two saw each other?
Yeah.
Me and Brianna came out with us. It was like a big group.
I didn't see where Olivia Ponton though.
No, that was the night before.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just fucking get her on the podcast. Yeah. Huh? Is it that, hot, that fucking hard?
I didn't know
Come
she
on.
Was a podcaster.
Yeah,
you can get her on.
Damn,
you're the one, Brie. Everyone likes you and trusts you. You're the one that's start asking.
You have
people.
The trustworthy face and the fake boobs, and every girl's like, "God,
what's a fake boobs got to do with that?"
I don't know. It's kind of relatable.
I don't know.
What the fuck, Josh?
I don't know what the fake
hey,
boobs
Olivia
Ponce,
and I have fake boobs. Want
to
come on BFFs? I'm sure.
I don't know if
that
would fly.
If someone texted me and they were like, "Yo, I got fake boobs. Want to come on my podcast?" I'd be like, "Yeah,
maybe."
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll send that out after this.
All right. Maybe. New strat.
You got pickpocketed, Livy, at Coachella?
Dave's been trying to ask you that for like the last 15 minutes.
I don't understand. How do you get... Weren't you in like the famous person section?
No, not when I got pickpocketed. I was watching Louis the Child, and I was in
She was probably hey Dave, she was probably in like the same section as like Severn.
Yeah, the nobody.
Just like the nobody section.
Not a
the
person
real
section.
People.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I was in the not a person section, and then I was just, like, dancing and stuff, and then my phone was not in my pocket or my wallet.
So I have a question about this.
Back pocket.
Was this, like, the day, like, what outfit were you wearing this day? Because you had a lot of fits, I feel like, for Coachella, and I remember seeing one went pretty viral where it was almost like you weren't wearing a piece of clothes. Like, it was just, like, not that you weren't wearing clothing. I'm trying to say, like... It
Josh
like,
has that one, like, committed to memory.
Yeah. You know which one I'm talking about.
The pink one. Yes,
Yeah. Was that the thing you were wearing when?
No,
because I was going to say, you don't even got pockets on that shit. You must have just been, like, waistbanding
Josh,
it.
No,
like,
I was, like... remember this one well? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a fire fit, but, like...
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I was wearing, like, a black bikini with, like, this mesh, like, sparkly thing over it. And I have no pictures from it because my phone didn't back up that day. And it was like such a good fit. And then my wallet was stolen too. So I was like practically like off-gridding at that point. Like I had no money, no phone. I was like,
hold
how
on,
am I going to make...
My water is being fixed. Continue. I got to answer one question.
But yeah, no, I had no phone for like a whole day. And it was like, I had to make content for Revolve. Since I was there with them.
So you're just like borrowing other people's phones?
Well, yeah. My sister was there with me.
Did you stay at Coachella?
So.
I wouldn't stay without a wallet or a phone, personally.
I went to the Apple store.
Oh, fair.
And then I got a new phone.
In the desert.
But, like, still, I mean, I was, like, distraught. I was, like, in the middle of the desert. I mean, I didn't even realize it got cold that night at Coachella. And I was freezing. I had no clothes. I was in, like, a literal bikini with mesh. I was like, what is this? And I was, like, freezing. And
didn't your phone end up in like Hong Kong or something?
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah. Like she had the tracker on. She had the tracker on. And she was showing me when I was in New York, and it was like all the way in China.
Yeah,
it was nuts. Like it was pretty far traveled.
Did they hack it? Did they hack into any of your accounts or anything?
No. I feel like they just like wipe it of all its memory,
oh,
and then
that's
they
good.
Just like, I guess, bring it to China. Like I don't know.
I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, it was just so crazy, and I was like. So like on edge the whole Coachella trip, like I don't know if I'll ever go back.
What's your honest rating of Coachella? Because there's mixed reviews.
Honestly, I didn't feel good, so I was like freezing the whole time.
Yeah.
And I had no phone or money, so I would have to give it.
It's a bad rating.
A three.
Damn, that's awful. But was like, Revolve like the Fyre Festival or what? Like, was it a good experience for you? Were you big enough that they gave you a good time? Or were you, like, mid-tier or something? So they were just like, ah, fuck you.
No, they were, like, good to me. Like, they... Revolve was, like, good. Like, okay. I'm talking about, like, the Coachella event.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, not so good for me because, like... I don't know.
But you weren't, like, waiting in the sun for hours in line? And
no,
like
no.
That? Okay.
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
All right. We'll wrap this up. We got a game. Fuck, marry, kill. Did we play this with you last time?
You did not, but literally, I don't even curse, like, on my TikToks. Like, I don't even mouth curse words, so, like...
F, marry, kill.
We'll call
can
it...
Can I do kiss?
You yes,
can
do kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Is that, like, Livvy, is that because you're brand, or, like, you just don't... Are you a goody-two-shoes in person?
Well, honestly,
or is it
like...
Of college?
Yeah, it's, like, because of LSU, like, I feel like a bunch of, like, young gymnasts follow me, so I'm, like...
Yeah,
I
you
want to
be an example. Totally. Yeah. So let's we'll edit this out when we post this.
Fuck.
It'll say kiss, marry, hurt.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Okay, cool.
Kiss, marry, slap.
Kiss, yeah.
Kiss, marry, slap.
Kiss, marry, kiss, marry, trip.
Okay. You think a trip is
well,
less
no, we can
than
do
a
we
slap?
Can do kill.
We can, oh, okay,
we can
kill.
Killing. We can kill. Yeah, murder. We just can't fuck.
Murder's okay. Fine.
We yeah. Just can't fuck. Okay, got it.
Murder's fine.
But you will do like crazy TikToks. Okay.
What do you mean by that, Dave? What do you call
well, that TikTok we watched, what were the lyrics?
What do you bad mean? Bad bitch is my only type.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That, okay. We'll put that on
okay.
Pinterest.
Anyways,
boy,
back to the game.
Just figuring out where we stand.
All right. Starting off strong.
Okay.
All right. Bryce Hall, Vinny Hacker, and Josh
okay.
Richards.
Okay. Well... Sorry, Bryce. Like, we're friends, but I gotta kill you.
That's how these all start when Bryce is in one of them.
Bryce has been getting a bad, like, rep
like,
lately. Just
Bryce is, like, great. He's a great person, like, very nice, but sorry, gotta kill you. Marry Josh, and then kiss Vinny.
I think that's a right. Standard group there. Okay.
Yeah.
Olivia
Ponton, Katie Sigmund, and Emma McAllister.
Okay, well.
These are all your friends?
Yeah, these are like all my friends,
you gotta
but
kill
like
one of them.
Okay,
one of them's not going to be your friend anymore.
Just to like, okay, this is way too hard.
Well, kill Olivia
them
since
all.
She'll come on the podcast.
Yeah,
probably like, oh my gosh. Well, I guess Mary Katie. She's like very level-headed, very. I feel like she's very mature.
Is that why you picked to marry me as well? Like mature, level-headed.
No. Right. I guess. I guess kiss Liv and then I love you, Emma, but I guess I gotta kill you. But like I'm straight, so like I wouldn't like kiss any of them.
Okay. Who is Katie and Emma? Are they just your friends or are they famous?
They're like social media.
Yeah.
They're both how do you know all these people live? Like if you're full, do you care when people call you Liv or Livvy?
No.
Okay.
Everyone's fine.
How do you, because you're a little different than a lot of these influencers in the sense that a Division I athlete at LSU, like I'm assuming that's a gigantic time commitment from you. So like, where are you meeting all these people and how do you know them all? How do you have time for this world?
Well, I mean, I met them like, through TikTok and stuff because like we followed each other and I mean I try to be like very neutral, like I try to be friends with everyone and I am because I don't know, it's very hard for me to like dislike people. Yeah, like right. I feel like I just like everyone and it's like these people are like so easy to make friends with. Like they're all so nice. So,
do you get any hate at school?
Honestly, yeah. Like if I'm being honest, like I just know like the sorority girls at LSU don't like me.
Right.
For like, I don't do anything
well,
either.
Well, do you think it's got to just be a jealousy thing, right?
Like, totally.
I don't know. I don't really do anything. I just kind of like float around and like do my own thing at school. Like,
that probably makes them even more angry though. Because then you don't have to be like part of a sorority to get into shit and do things.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, I feel like they are probably not the biggest fan of me.
Not the biggest
it's okay.
Fans. Okay. Yeah, not everyone can. You got to have haters. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everyone can love you.
Next round.
Harry Raftus, Michael Darrow, and Theo.
Are you literally serious right now?
So Theo's you your guys. Ex-boyfriend, right?
Who is?
Theo.
Guys, and are
Michael
you kidding me?
Michael is the gymnast TikToker dude. You guys were kind of flirtatious with each other for a little bit, right?
Yeah, we had a little fling. Okay. I won't lie. But this is so terrible. Why would you guys do this to me? But
this is the show.
Okay, well...
We're killing Theo.
Yeah, okay, right? Obvious?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
Why would you
I
say
did
sorry?
Not. No, I. Because.
Was this a good boyfriend?
No, okay, we're going to
kill. Definitely not. Why's the apology in order?
Because I don't want any bad blood here.
All right, fair.
But.
Fair.
Okay, sorry. Cool. Kill Theo. Kiss Harry. And I guess. No. I guess, like, marry Harry and kiss Michael.
Yeah, that was covering your ass with that answer. Good catch there.
This was a weird one, like a weird group trifecta? Of people to see together. Yeah, yeah, the trifecta. Not a fan of it.
All right.
That's
we had two. We had two. Was that only
that
two?
That was
three. So what? One of the how does the S is the ESPYs live?
Yes.
It is. Okay. It airs in lives. Steph Curry is hosting it, right? I think so.
Yes. Yep.
Was that just you agreeing with me or you knew that?
No, I think he is.
Yeah.
I think.
He is. He is. But I could tell it was like, is he? But anyways, well, have fun in LA. How long are you there for?
I'm here until Friday.
Okay. Are you guys going on a date?
Us two?
Yeah, you two.
Yeah, I'm taking her to the ESPYs.
You're the agent. All right, Libby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys so much.
Always a pleasure. Libby. That's BFFs.
Boom.
Thank you, guys.